Blackstone Audiobooks presents The Summer He Didn't Die by Jim Harrison. The Summer He Didn't Die, Part 1.
What is life? Then I must get teeth pulled,
Brown Dog thought, sitting on a white pine stump beside the muddy creek with a swollen jaw for company. It was late April, and trout season would open in 2 days. Brown Dog was a violator, and had already caught 2 fine messes of brook trout, not in contempt for regulators, but because he was hungry for brook trout, and so were his Uncle Delmore, and his stepchildren, Red and Barry. Despite this, Brown Dog put the highest value on the opening of trout season, which meant the end of winter, though at his feet near the stump there was still a large patch of snow, decorated haphazardly by a sprinkling of deer turds.
Here I sit on the upper peninsula of Michigan, 180 pounds of living meat with 3 separate teeth aching, and sending their messages of pulse, throb, and twins to each other, their secret language of pain, he thought.
Brown Dog was not what you call a deep thinker, but within the structure of aching teeth, mortal thoughts tended to arise in the seconds-long spaces between the dullish and the electric, the surge and slight withdrawal. Sitting there on the stump, he blurred his eyes so that in his vision the creek became an immense and writhing brown...